This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday.
Andy!
Happy Hour Friday. The weekend is here. You made it. Congratulations. And there's football this weekend, too, including tonight, the Atlanta Falcons preseason game number two. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's game day down here in the A as the Falcons are practice against them. Now they're going to put on their pretty uniforms and play against the Tennessee Titans tonight. Another step in the right direction, because that means the season is almost here, Bonk. As it's getting late early or late fast.
Something's happening.
One of them things.
Yeah,
man. That means the
time's
season,
passing.
Yeah, the season's right around the corner, and it's another opportunity for this team to go out there and put what they did on the practice fields onto the game field. It'd be a lot of the same. No, it would be all the same guys that played in the previous game will again play tonight. If you're not injured, you'll be out there. So, temper your expectations if you think you're going to see the stars, or the offensive stars, because they're not playing tonight. You get to see Younghoe Koo kick.
Uh-huh.
And I mean,
he's a starter.
He's a starter, so you get to see that. But other than that, it's going to be those young guys out there flying around. And I think they should. I don't know what Tennessee's going to do as far as if Cam Ward's going to play or not tonight. I do not know that.
I don't either.
Because he played in the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be around. I mean, should be flying around just like they did last week, because Tennessee isn't good.
Mm-mm.
First or second line.
Yeah, it should be an opportunity, just like we talked about last Friday, to see some of the young guys on defense, the first-round draft picks, and the guys that just haven't played a lot, Dorless and Aroro, guys like that, that are going to be a big part of the defense this year. And then it's a battle for roster spots, whether it's a practice squad spot or the back end of the 53, guys playing for their football futures tonight. And that's fun. It's fun. I mean, it's not guys that you're going to, especially on offense, guys that you're going to see a ton of this season on the field for the Falcons, but or at least a ton of, hopefully. Hopefully you're not going to see a ton of them on the field.
Yeah.
But again, we had this basically the same conversation that we had last Friday, except for it's a slightly different team. Similar uniforms and everything.
Yeah.
Colors,
yeah.
Titans, light
yeah.
blue, just like the
yeah.
Lions. But, I mean, that Lions guy had to get carted out.
Yes.
So I'm not going to sit here and say that it doesn't matter, because it does matter.
Yes.
They're out there trying to make the team or whatever, further their NFL future. Guys are going to make the team, show what you can do, whatever. Like, hopefully some of the young guys, if I'm looking for anything tonight, maybe that you didn't see last week, because you say, you know, Arta Libikidi had a nice game, yes. and you saw some other stuff. It would be really cool to see James Pierce or Jalen Walker or one of those guys make a big play tonight.
Yeah, you would love to see that. I know that it was a thing, you know, because people were talking about Pierce being double-teamed and all those things. That wasn't a game plan specific thing. That was a dude, whoever's over there with him, no matter who's rushing, this right tackle stinks. Let's go over here and help him. So if it was another player,
that's tough. That you're the second string right tackle, and they got to do that for you in the preseason.
Yes, that's bad.
That's
bad. And Jalen, that was his first week of practice and everything like that. So you anticipate him getting more and more acclimated to it. But I would love to see something like that. I love when people, the assumption. I think this is my assumption. I think James Pierce is a better pass rusher than Jalen. I think Jalen is a better football player. I think the way they're going to use Jalen is a lot like they used him at Georgia, because you can put him all over the field. He can play off the ball back. Mm-hmm. He can play on the back. He's just not a pure pass rusher, and I think a lot of people think he is. He's a hybrid player that can play all over the place. And by the end of the year, he's a double-digit sack guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what he does.
It's interesting.
That's how Georgia used him.
Because, right. And Ross said kind of earlier in the offseason that eventually we want to get there with him.
Yeah.
We're going to focus a lot early on what he does best, which is whatever he does best right now. Is it get to the passer? Is it – we'll see how they use him. But just try to maximize the young guy's ability now.
Yes.
While you kind of grow him into the other stuff that he can do. He's one of those guys – and this is how I'll put it. Tell me if this makes any sense. And this is kind of what you just said, too, about the difference between those two guys. Like James Pierce Jr.'s ability is going to be really obvious to people.
Yes.
Even the layman to watch and be like, oh, he beat that tackle and got to the quarterback.
Yes.
And then there's Jalen Walker, where you kind of got to know some stuff sometimes to see what he's doing. Because there was a highlight that was circulating after the Lions game. I don't remember who. It might have been George Foster who posted it. Somebody posted it. And he just kind of got off two blocks really, really well, mm-hmm. turned the run back into his teammate, and they tackled the guy. I think it was for a loss, or at least it was for no gain. And I watched it the first time, and I was like, what are we looking at here?
Right.
What's he doing? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. And then, like, reading the comments, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm, like, an expert on run stopping or anything like that. I would have watched that for the first time and not seen anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But then for people to explain it and talk about it, and obviously you being one of those people, it's like, oh, okay, that was great.
Yeah.
He, like, really helped make that play work.
Right.
He's maybe going to do stuff like that
yes.
that you're going to have to dig into and know what you're looking at to see what he's doing, whereas James Pierce is just going to get to the quarterback.
That's it.
Yeah.
Pew! Right, a guy around the corner. And I think that when you view like the defense as a whole, all the guys that we've had an opportunity to talk to and hear from on the defense, it's going to be just attack, going to get people. Like when you have that kind of defense, a lot of times you're going to give up big plays. It just is what it is.
Way they talk about it, it sounds like they're going to give up plenty of big plays.
Yes.
Now they're going to make big plays
too.
They're going to make
hopefully. Big plays too.
But there was a great article this morning, kind of about Aroro and Dorless on this defensive line with Nate Olley, the new D line coach, and Ulbricht, and just kind of the mentality. And it was like last year I think this was Dorless that said this, might have been Aroro. He was like, last year we felt like we had to be perfect on every play.
Yes.
This defense isn't about being perfect. No. It's about just going. It's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I tell you, the best example, I know that, it was when Coach Ramsey, when he came over from Tennessee, came to Georgia, and we had one of the best defenses as far as turnovers, sacks, and everything in the country. But we gave up big plays because we were just going to go get the damn quarterback. And for the most part, they got the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, this puts that onus on your secondary and everything like that because you're going to be in man coverage a lot. But if you want to talk about turnovers and sacks and everything that year at Bunk, we were one of the best in the entire nation because it was a just go and just like who was it? They said, play the run on the way to the quarterback. That's what we did.
Right.
And it was a lot of runs, stop for losses and things like that. But yet, if you just like get that arm, the running back can just break an arm tackle or something like that, or the guard can just get a little bit of the tackle to make a crease. It was a gash, and so it's going to be a lot of those. But that's just the NFL because it's not the way it used to be with the whole read, the whole react, the whole two gapping and things like that. That used to, that was built. Was the two gap defensive line where you hold them up, see which way they're going, and shit. No, it's just go right there. Go right there. The outside guard, the tackle, just go right there. I know the back might be going. It's just a different type defense, but it should be a lot of fun. It should be a lot of fun. You have a lot of youth hell of a lot of athleticism.
Exactly.
Hell of a lot of athleticism.
It seems like the right strategy with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, trying to ask young guys who have the physical tools, but maybe the reps, the mental stuff isn't quite there yet because they haven't done it, to be perfect seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Asking them just to go play. All right, you're going to make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Go play. You're going to make, I don't know if you're going to make more plays than you're going to miss. Hopefully. We'll
right.
see.
Right.
But you're going to make some big plays in this style. You're going to give up some big ones too. Don't worry about it. I don't know. It makes sense to me. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, it you're going to have
good.
To make the
sounds big, good.
Kind of. Like, I'll be honest with you, like, it sounds fine. Right. I don't know. It doesn't sound, it doesn't sound great, but it sounds fine.
Yeah.
As long as they make some of those big
plays.
But for it, I don't know, to be like, yeah, we're going to, you know, do it on the way to the
because
thing.
Because the thing
don't
they
have
wanna,
to be perfect.
The thing what they want to do is that you want to create, you want to rush the quarterback. You want to speed up the process of the quarterback. Meaning, you know what, they're coming so fast, I got to throw off my back foot. There's Jesse Bates or somebody like that.
Right, exactly. And if enough of that happens, then great.
Yes.
But like, if it doesn't,
if they get it picked up,
then you're giving up 30 points a game.
Yeah, but that's most offensive. You can pick it up.
Right.
Because like, if you can use a defense's aggressiveness against them, you can make so many big plays.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing about it. If you can find a way, and that's all people talk about in the offense, all we gotta do is hold up for this amount of time. If we can hold this amount of time, we believe that our guy on the outside will beat that guy. We believe that our back, and the Falcons have maybe the best one in the league. That guy's yours, Bijan. We got all these guys. We can't get to him. He's yours. All right, and that's usually when you have a more explosive offense too. When you got a guy, especially at tailback, that can beat that one guy. Because a lot of times there is an unblocked guy. Can you beat that unblocked guy? Bijan, 9 out of 10 times will beat the unblocked guy. You know, and so those are the things that when you talk about attacking defense the way the Falcons hope to have one, it's going to have to be that.
Yeah, and look, just as a fan, I'd rather have an attacking defense that's not great than a super passive defense. Because last year, so much of what they were doing defensively was so passive. I mean, you're playing so far off the line with receivers and, you know. It's James Lake. Somebody referred to Jimmy Lake as James Lake on Twitter this morning. It was kind of funny. Jimmy would have an aggressive offense.
Yes.
James, nah, we're going to give him some cushion.
Yeah.
Because, again, I don't know. Hopefully they surprise. It's you know, it's hard for a young defense to be a really, really great defense. Obviously you're hoping they get better as the season goes. I don't expect the Falcons to be a top 10 defense in the NFL this year, but they can work towards it over the next couple of years. But if you're going to be, you know, a bottom half of the NFL defense in terms of like total defense, yardage and stuff like that, you can still be a playmaking defense.
Yes.
And it sounds like that's kind of the gamble that they're taking.
Yes. Got a lot of young players rely on, man.
Yeah.
A lot of young players rely on.
Yeah. Like half the defense is rookies or second year guys.
You say 70% of the dudes that's playing tonight, you're relying on them. Because you got Ayamada, you got Jesse, you got A.J. Terrell, maybe D. Alford.
Ellis won't play.
Caden won't play. Other than that, like 70% of them dudes out there.
They signed another guy on defense yesterday, too.
Yeah, they told me when this draft was happening, they should have traded up and got him. Well, 5 years later, they got him.
They got him.
They got him. 5 years later,
they
got
also,
him.
A couple years. They also a couple years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Years ago had the first pick at that position in this draft, too. Taking the third corner in that year's draft, A.J. Terrell, really worked out. Yes. He's by far the best one. Yes. We'll tell you who they signed yesterday. The Braves... kind of fun couple days.
Hey!
Don't look now.
Don't
look now. But we'll talk about it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.